Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And I apologize to those of you who did not know we are having a show today. On Friday, I neglected to inform our listeners of the schedule change. So we are on the air today and on Wednesday, and then don't have a show on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So what we're going to do today is take the callers that we have in the queue and then get into a discussion about something. But first, I want to invite our callers to follow us on Blog Talk Radio and also on our social media sites, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. Call in number 914-338-0164 and the number to call after the show, 562-596-7818. Those of you who are calling in the queue, press 1 so we know that you want to speak with us. 630 is our first caller, then 604. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, are you doing readings already?
We're starting with readings today. Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Okay, that was quick.
yeah.
What do you need from me?
Well, what's your name, first of all?
My name is Tracy.
T-R-A-C-Y or E-Y?
I.
Wow, all options were wrong that I offered. I apologize for that. And where are you calling from, Tracy?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. And your birth date?
4/14/66.
9/19/12. 31/4. And I wrote down 8/4, which is interesting. Or is your master number. So I wrote that down before you gave your birth date to us, Tracy. Okay. And do you have a specific question?
Yeah, I left the West Coast after 14 years there, and I just moved back here home, and I'm just kind of lost. I don't know what I should be doing or what. I guess I'm going into a new chapter of my life, but I have this strange feeling that this is not where I'm supposed to be. It's just a pit stop.
Okay. A pit stop.
Where is she right now?
She's in Chicago. And you're 51 years old, correct?
Yes.
So you're 21 years beyond the age, I mean, I'm sorry, 20 years beyond the age of 31 years old. Your karmic number is 31 and your master number is 4. Just really quickly, what happened in 1997? I know that's going a little bit far back, but try to remember what happened in 1997 when you were 31 years old.
I had a strange accident that laid me up for about a year and a half, and I had an NDE, and I recovered from it, and then that's when I started to make plans to sell my house and move to the West Coast because that was kind of my dream, and it happened.
I thought that you were going to mention a move, especially because you were just talking about a move that you recently made. Where on the West Coast did you live?
I was in Nevada.
Nevada, and you moved back to Chicago. Okay. And so
Yeah, about a month ago.
A month ago. And are you renting or living with family?
Renting. You're temporarily.
Renting. Okay. Well, and do you have work there?
Yeah, I found a couple of temp jobs, but the temp jobs just have not been what they are posting on Craigslist or they post one thing and then when you get there it's something else. So I've already cycled through two things, and that's not like me. I was self-employed for 12 years and I just don't fit in that corporate mold, and so I'm trying to find something to survive, but I'm just really disappointed, and I don't know, I just feel stuck.
Okay, and you want to establish yourself in the line of work that you were doing when you were self-employed for 12 years?
Yes, I want to go back to that.
Okay.
Tracy, what was the strange accident you had at 31?
I tore a muscle in my shoulder, on my right shoulder.
I think you're wondering what made it strange. What was strange about it?
I don't know. I was just like almost bedridden for a year and a half. I couldn't walk. I was dizzy. I was having dizzy spells. The chiropractor didn't know what was wrong with me. The doctor didn't know what was wrong with me. The hospital didn't know what was wrong with me. And then I had an NDE and it vanished.
A near-death experience?
Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. So because these are short readings on the radio, I'm going to try to figure out quickly how to help you. Number one,
okay.
Are your parents divorced?
No, they're deceased.
Deceased.
So you were born in 66, and yet your parents are deceased. So how old were you when your parents crossed over?
14 and 20.
14, which is interesting, Tracy, because you're born on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that corresponds
you were 14,
to that.
So you were very young when they crossed over. Did they cross over due to health issues or an accident?
Yes, health issues.
Health issues. And do you have a sister?
Yes.
Meaning when you pause, is it a half sister? Is it from something? Why you pause?
Yeah, a half sister.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there's two things going on, Tracy. One, we have to consider the energy. Now listen to me closely. The energy that you came into the planet with, that's karma. So a lot of the karma that you've come into the planet with, you know, those are the journeys you have from past lives that haven't been resolved. So in this lifetime, you bring into this lifetime those journeys and they find a place to work themselves out. So you have your shoulder issue, you have a near-death experience, your parents are, you know, there's deaths early in your life, 14 and 20. So all of this is the controversy of your existence on the planet in this lifetime. What do we have, you know, and that's, we can't really go into details because that's going to take too much time. But what we have is a situation where we have to determine on the current stage, given all that in mind, how we get you to a higher zone to get you out of this mess. Number one,
mm-hmm.
Have you or anybody in your family did any teaching? I don't care if it's part-time, you know, church teaching, tutoring, any teachers in the family anywhere?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, then we got a problem because you're probably a first-time caller. We've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this myself over 50 years, and I'm basically right most of the time.
That's what I hear all the time.
Yeah. So there's something about teaching. Now, Tracy, there's something about teaching that we haven't, and I'm getting to the core of your issue, but there's something about teaching that we haven't unraveled yet. What kind of self-employment do you do?
I was working in the trade show business, and I also enabled me to make enough money to travel, and I started a travel blog, which led to other things, and my travel blog is my passion, and I have not written anything in a year, and I want to continue that, and I have a book that's half written that I need to finish, and
the book is something to do with teaching.
Teaching, exactly.
Now I don't care if I'm right or wrong right now, but I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm not really concerned if I'm right or wrong, but have you ever been to Egypt?
No, but I always wanted to go there since I was a kid. My first thing was I thought I wanted to be an archaeologist or dig through history.
Got it. You see, and now we're getting into the teaching mode, history, archaeologist. Egypt. I picked Egypt, and you come back and say, okay, Neil, no, I've never been there, but I had a passion for going there, and I want to be an archaeologist, and in some place, blah, blah, blah. So you had a past life there. Now, that past life you had there, part of that resulted in your shoulder. We don't know what happened back then. Over the time and past lives, to how it manifested as a problem in your shoulder that nobody could explain, and it took, quote, a near-death experience to get rid of it, because that was a past life symbol. So you probably, somewhere in time, you probably died. In that physical realm, you died in the body in Egypt, and you might have died in a pyramid. You might have died doing archaeological work. So that body died, the soul left the body and continued on its life patterns. Now the soul occupies Tracy, and you have a blueprint of all those past lives going on, most significantly the one in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you want to write this book is because you probably taught at a university in a past life. It's sort of like the Harrison Ford thing, you know, the Indiana Jones, and he's teaching, and he's pulled to go on his adventures. You were a teacher, and you were an archaeologist. We're going back in time, and so you writing this book is a compelling factor, because one of the meat of your life is you're supposed to get this book done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a teaching mode. Because whenever you write a book, it falls into the category of teaching, because it goes out to the public.
Yeah, people read the book and learn. So
the reason your life is messed up right now is the universe is saying, no, Tracy, all this is irrelevant. We know you have to survive. We know all that. But according to the readout of your soul, none of that's really important. What's important?
Right.
Hell or high waters, you write this book. Are you with us? Are you understanding us?
So
yes.
I have to ask, Tracy, why did you leave Nevada for Chicago? What made you decide to make that change?
A negative situation with a roommate.
Oh.
Very, very toxic.
Yeah, but never
and
good.
And this was the only place that I thought that was safe and normal, where I could recoup and rebuild and get this book done and, you know, recharge.
Yeah, well, you mean Chicago?
Yeah.
We don't have time to figure out why geographically Chicago is important. Nevada holds a lot of dinosaur bones.
Yep.
You know, and were you ever interested in the prehistoric era?
Oh, yeah, all of it. I love history. I just love it. And it was weird because when I moved to Nevada, I just felt so at home, and in a different way, though. I mean, in a different way.
Well, you see, what's happening, Tracy, is that we're talking to your soul, not just your body, but your soul. Your soul has to go to different parts of the world because you have karma in each specific area. You have some essence of karma in Chicago, because I'm visualizing in a past life you lived in Chicago. It was Christmas Eve, the snow was falling down, and you were celebrating Christmas. You had a family, And that happened in the Chicago existence of a family.
And I think she's from Chicago as well, right?
I am. I was born here, yes.
That's where you're, so yeah. Where her karma began the world in Chicago, in her current life.
In this lifetime, the karma from the past lives has resulted in this lifetime with terrible confrontations with both men and women, but not good departments with men. Are you single?
Yes.
Do you have, are you, it's not about business, but are you gay? Are you lesbian? Are you heterosexual? What are you?
No, I'm straight.
Yeah. And have you had rough relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you seeking a relationship or are you wanting to remain single?
I would like one, but my whole passion of traveling and adventure and stuff has kind of gotten in the way in the past. I don't know if I'm just ready to settle down right now. I wish I could find somebody that felt the same way, but it's kind of been impossible.
You mean in terms of wanting to like travel with you and
I found someone 10 years ago, and this other woman was interested in him, and she made up some lies about me, and she basically stole him away from me, and I kind of have gotten over that.
Male and female, and 10 years ago you were 41, which is your first two numbers. But you know what? For the sake of the brevity of time here, I'm more concerned about your walking the planet and getting this book done, Hell or High Water.
Yep.
If you want me to talk to your soul, what I would say to your soul, I would take your body aside and go, okay, you know, cope. Do what you need to do to survive. I would say to your soul, write that book. Don't let anything stop you. You can't leave this planet till it's done. What is the core essence of the book?
What is what?
The core essence of the book. Is it a travel book that you're writing?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
And is it... Does it have a philosophical slant to it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You got to write it. Tracy, don't let the world distract you. You know, where am I going to live? How am I? Even if you have to work at the Dollar Tree, I don't care. You have to write this book, you see. Because your soul is saying to your body, get out of the way. We got to do this because it's going to be much more important in our afterlife that we accomplish.
How much headway have you made on the book?
I'm halfway done. And
you're halfway
done?
Actually,
yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's good that you've done that much. So you want to keep going and work at it, you know, on a daily basis if you can. Work on it daily, even if it's just
Tracy,
a page.
Live wherever you want to live. There's no karma right now. You got to move here. You got to move there. What's more important is that wherever you are, you're writing your book. If you could, if you had a past life in Chicago, it was more like a, you know, Walt Disney family type life. You had a nice life, but I think you died from a terrible, like pneumonia, and then you died. And you died early because of a cold winter. I think that's past life. And I think you were very young when you died in that lifetime. You were about 37, 38. You had a family. You know, remind me of the Peter Pan, Wendy. Remind me of her family, you know, with the St. Bernard and the dog and everything. So you had that kind of a cozy family situation going on. There was something in back then that was also like very Victorian. So there's a Victorian aspect to that lifetime. But that's irrelevant right now. We don't need to concern ourselves with that. I would say... you're calling our radio show. The answer is get that book done, whatever it takes.
You know what's interesting is when I had that, before I had that NDE, I was writing another book after that incident. And then when I moved, I put some stuff in storage and that manuscript was in there. It got stolen. When I went back to Vegas the second time to get my stuff out of storage, this is how that whole book, that trip became a book. And so this book is even better than the first one. So now I see how that worked out.
Yeah. Well, write
the book.
So haven't
we known other people that lost manuscripts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know.
Terrible.
It's all in the same ball field. But write the book. Get it done. I don't care what you have to do. Don't, going to psychics, where should I live? What you should do is write the book. Wherever you can make a living and scratch out the living, just stay there. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And Tracy, do you have a website that you want to share, like your blog? Or, I mean, you don't have to.
It's not updated. It hasn't been updated for almost a year because I just sort of got off track. But no,
okay.
I don't want to share it just yet, just because it's not updated.
Sure, no problem. We always offer the listeners, the callers, the opportunity to plug themselves here on the show. But maybe on a future show you can do so. And, we hope that helps.
It does. You guys have been very accurate in just kind of reminding me of what I really need to focus on. I think the rest will just take care of itself.
That's exactly, I think, the message today. Okay, Tracy, well, thank you and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Keep in touch. You too. I will. Bye-bye.
Let us know in a few weeks or a month or two how things are going for you. That's always good to hear the progress for us. Okay, 604. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. It's Charlene. Charlene. Can you hear me? Am I echoing? Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, the sound is kind of not great. Actually, we could hear our last caller really, really well. But you're a little bit faded, Charlene. Is it Charlene?
Shaar.
Correct me. I'm not. I'm getting the names. The spelling of the names wrong. Yeah, it's Charlene with an
L-Y. Yeah, and Y-N-E.
Oh, Shaarlene. That's an unusual spelling. Pretty. Okay.
Thank you.
Charlene, where are you calling from?
Right now I'm in Edinburgh in Scotland.
Edinburgh?
Oh, wow.
England?
Scotland?
UK, yes.
Oh, Scotland, of course, yeah.
Okay. Can you talk right into your receiver, Charlene?
Okay, sure, I'll do that. Sorry, it's a cell phone that's on a VoIP.
That's better, whatever you just said.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Better. Yeah.
Good, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay, so you don't sound like you're a native of Scotland.
No, I'm
from
Canada.
Canada, okay. And your birth date?
May 31st.
I'm sorry, did you say May 31st?
August and 62.
Oh, August 31st, 62. It's tough because you keep cutting out. I don't know, the connection is not good. Okay, Charlene, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so 8/31/1962, is that the right birth date?
Yes.
Great. Okay, and what's your question?
I'm probably most concerned about my family, but I'm also concerned about my work.
And family. Okay. Go ahead.
Let's start off with some raw materials. Do you have a son?
Yes.
Have you been, well, mothers are going to be concerned, but do you have any extra concern about the son?
Extra, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so from our vantage point, by you asking the question, of course, if I'm concerned about my family and my job. All right, so you already kind of doing a lead-in thing, but we're not here to, we're authentic, okay? The reason we're picking up the son is because there's a problem there.
Yes.
Now, the problem, okay, let's get the worst part out of the way. The problem isn't fatal or anything like that. It's not the end of the world. That's number one. So now we can sigh with relief. But the problem is serious.
Yes.
There's a serious problem there that we haven't quite taken to the full point of analyzing it, but it's got weird edges around it, the parameter of it. The parameter has some very strange things. Number one, I'm getting a little bit of a drinking problem. So anybody in the family, father, grandfather, mother, grandmother, brother, anybody with a drinking problem in the history there?
Yes.
Who?
His father.
Father of the son.
Father of the son. So
what's your son's birth date, Charlene, real quick?
June 22nd, 95.
Okay. Go ahead, Neil.
So he says
it's 34/7.
Yeah. So the
interesting.
Drinking,
they're 7 and 3.
Yeah. So the drinking problem of the father is part of the karmic profile of what your son is going through as we speak. So whether it's direct, indirect, subconscious, conscious, the father's energy has brought to the son more problems than he needs.
Yes.
Would you agree with us so far?
Oh, yes.
See, so now what we got to do, now don't forget, don't forget on the record player here, I'm not worried about death or anything like that. That's not where we're at. But our conversation may sound creepy, like, oh my God, it sounds dark. But don't worry, the rules of the thumb is we don't have to worry about death or anything, okay? You got that so far?
Thank you. That was a concern.
Yeah,
pretty long.
Don't worry about that. So no matter what we say from this point on, don't read into it. Don't worry, because we've got to tackle this with some delicacy. Has anyone ever in the family's history even entertained, talked, dreamed, fantasized about suicide?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and as I said it, Kristen also wrote it on a piece of paper. So I was thinking it and feeling it, and she had already written it down. So now, having said that, how far has anyone gone beyond dialoguing it? Has anyone made any attempt, taken pills, superficial cuts on their wrists, anything?
Not within my immediate family, but my uncle did commit suicide in 1963. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay, was that suicide caused by a weapon?
I think it was a gun.
Yeah. Now don't forget, we're not going to panic. There's no panic here. I'm not panicking. This. Don't worry. I don't think we have to worry. But what we have to do is we have a problem. It's a problem, but it can be worked out. So, now has the son been depressed? Has he lost his job? Is he going through any kind of identity problem? Is he morose or anything?
He had a catastrophic accident a year and a half ago, and then he just had a son about 2 months ago, which was a bit of a what the heck that he was having a son. So it is his son, and then it's been quite the gong show since. So there's been a lot of challenges because with a TBI, which is traumatic brain injury, because it was a bad accident. He probably shouldn't have lived, but he did, and he will. He'll outlive me. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, it's just a lot of strange stuff coming up in the reading. But he's 22 years old, which is his day of birth right now. Currently 22.
Yeah. What was it? Car? Was it a motorcycle? What?
He was a passenger in a vehicle.
Yeah, car. So was the offense done by a drunk driver or running a red light or anything?
No, just lost control and went down a mountainside.
Well, you don't just lose control.
Young and goofing off. Inexperience. A person died who was sitting behind my son.
Oh my God.
Uh huh.
No, it was so a bad accident.
Were they in the mountains or something and speed?
Yeah.
And they were racing their car and they didn't maneuver right and they went over and he died and your son sustained major injuries.
Yes. And the other two passengers were fine. The driver is fine. The other person sitting behind him is wounded, but.
Does your son live in Scotland or is he in Canada?
He's in Canada.
Yay.
Okay, so you see the reading opened up, we opened up this can and we got a lot of worms. So the reading is too much for a radio show. I mean, you can always call us back. What can we do to help you? I don't know because the element, I'm concerned about your son, but don't forget it only goes up to a certain line. I think he'll be okay. He has a son. Your son needs, your first son here needs, well, don't you have two other children?
I do.
Yeah. Just pick that up. So your son needs a good intervention of energy. I don't know if that's a shrink, if that's a counselor. I don't care if he's been to them and they haven't worked. There might be some medication involved in that. But your son needs somebody to connect to him on a very strong level, because part of the karmic problem is the absence of father.
Right.
So now it becomes a complicated issue because, you know, psychically we got to figure out who is the human being on the planet that brings your son back to the, you know, breathing space.
And it must be hard for you because you're so far, you know, in distance from him.
No, it's, I keep him in constant prayer. I'm quite the lurker.
Yeah,
and so, there's semi-fire through it, but he's an amazing human being. I'm a very blessed.
Okay. What does he do for a living?
Right now, he's doing driving work, and he's got
driving?
A chance to buy a business. He's okay. Yes, driving. That's correct.
Driving. Okay.
So he's a driver. He's a long distance
like
driver.
Like a courier. No, like courier work.
You mean like a race car driver?
No. Courier work, like dropping packages.
Oh, courier. I thought she was saying career. It's hard to hear you. Oh, he does courier
I'm
work.
Sorry.
So he like drives like for, you know, FedEx or something like that. Courier, you know, delivering letters and that kind of thing. A delivery driver.
And
but
where?
Probably documents and things like that.
Charlene,
yeah.
Where, now think this one through, where in the whole history of your life on the planet is the name Sarah come in?
That's actually a past life. Supposedly as Jesus's daughter. Supposedly. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I've been
told. You
went
through an experience and that came up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well. This is trying to read a novel in the space
I'm
of five
sorry.
Minutes.
Don't apologize.
But you know, what's happening in the reading, Charlene, is that we're opening up certain pages of the book and you're going, that's right, that is an accurate page. You're randomly going through the novel and you're picking out pages that are actually in the book, yes. What we don't have time for is to go through the book today.
So, you know, we are getting into. Go ahead.
How may I hook up with you for doing a reading? And I don't know if you give your prices online or what you do online.
We don't. You have to call 562-596-7818 is the number to call.
Okay.
And,
that's
the only other thing.
Have.
Yeah. Definitely, I was going to say that, but I was going to also, you know, just quickly address her career thing,
mm-hmm.
to go into that briefly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, but you had a concern about your career, right?
I do for work, because I want to go back home, but at the moment I'm here helping my other daughter here.
Oh, your daughter lives there. So why, so you're temporarily living there to help her. She permanently, she's a permanent resident there?
Yeah, maybe. She stands a chance to be now for work.
So why did she relocate?
School.
And you're there helping her.
And where in the midst of all of this, now here's another creative, this is for you to be creative. Who in the midst of all this would be, have graphic design, art, flowering, the person that's involved in design or art?
I don't know. I'm not picking up anyone on that. Not at the moment anyway. I'll have to ponder that one.
I'm going to ask you, this is a nutty question. Do you have any flowers in your home? Are there flowers around you currently?
I have plants around me. There's flowers down in this suite down below.
Okay, maybe we're doing some remote viewing stuff. I don't know what that involves. What's your line of work?
Mine? Well, I'm just in this shift of things because they had me come here. What I was doing, or really, I work as a healer, Neil. So I'm an intuitive. I work as a healer. And when I say intuitive, I just innately somehow or other know what to do and how to help people. I mean, I'm attuned to the Reiki map.
Let me ask you something. Are you, as a healer, are you familiar with the word chakras?
Yes.
Do you work with chakras?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the color design. I'm determining that in the sloppiness of trying to make things work here, connect, in terms of what I was seeing, the chakra system has colors, you know. And so the artist is you.
Oh, okay.
You're the artist. But now you're working with the artistry of the body and the colors of the body zones in terms of healing.
Okay.
Which I think you have to get back into. I think that's part of the purpose of your existence on the planet. You have a calling to help your daughter right now, but we picked up the two other children that you had, three children in total. So that's just a temporary call that will be resolved. The design of you healing in terms of the color design of healing in the body, which may be something you're familiar with, you've done, but I think there's something that will expand on your consciousness in the forthcoming future here in terms of what this design is really all about and where it's going to take you in your career.
Okay. Are you trying to work in Scotland?
No, I couldn't do it legally, and I don't want to be a foreigner and do something illegal when I'm such a long ways away from home.
So it sounds like you're going to have to wait for the work part until you return. When are you planning on returning?
And that somewhat is up to my daughter, in a sense, because at the moment I'm helping her with her children, so...
Okay, so that was the other thing, because around the daughter, I was seeing a baby, but that could represent her children.
That's right. Yes, she had two children.
Yeah, all right. So, well, if you want, you can, try us out, give us a call. If not, you can always, try to piece things together with the radio show readings. But these are short readings. They're not designed to be elaborate.
Yeah, and I know it's a bit of a Pandora's box the way this one went. I'm sorry, but thank you.
No. It's interesting, Charlene. That's what we're here for. So don't apologize at all, and we hope you keep in touch with us.
Not a Pandora's box. We made connections that were important.
Yeah.
The vital connections are important, and what we came up with that was giving you a sense of validation. That's not a Pandora's box. That's a key to revelation. To experiencing something that is now from being hidden to something exposed and maybe something that can be healed. The healing involved in your life, I think forthcoming, is going to be wonderful. So maybe we're discovering a way to work something out for the betterment of your entire family.
That would be great. Yeah, I would.
Okay, Charlene. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay. Blessings to you both, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. We have 201. Is this Gunjan?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Gunjan, hi.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. What's going on? 920-81.
Nothing. Just wanted to see what you picked up, Neil.
Well, there's two things that are kind of intriguing me at the moment. One is a male figure that doesn't feel familiar to me. Now, this could mean a very new person or someone that's old that's been renewed. that there's something new about the essence of the energy, the reconnection. But I do believe that this energy, and it feels very male to me, is a past life connection.
Uh-huh.
And it, the matter at large is that there it's mandating, the past life connection is mandating that there be a reconnection in this lifetime.
Okay.
So anybody new around you or anybody old coming back?
No, I don't think so. I am going to move, so that's a big thing right now that's going on. I'm moving from Massachusetts to Florida.
The whole family?
Yeah. Mhm.
And is it because your husband's relocating or what?
Yeah, my husband's relocating.
So you're naturally following with him. Okay,
yeah.
So there's two things going on. Interesting. The part of the story is that your husband's going through a renewal. So there's going to be a change. That's the old person coming
mm-hmm.
new again. So the person mm-hmm. we're facing in existence is that your husband is going through a renewal. So the old husband is becoming the new husband. And that will have certain changes and repercussions in your life. Once you've made this move, a new person mm-hmm. is going to be coming in, a brand new person.
Okay.
That one's probably awaiting in Florida. So naturally, you both have to work, find a new job. I mean, you'll have to find a new job, and he already has a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you find a new job, there's going to be a new individual coming in. You know, it's going to be a little complex, but nonetheless, that's what it's going to be. There's going to be an increase in salary for your husband. As we speak, does it just command an increase in salary for him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it doesn't necessarily have to, but that's what we're getting. And now when you go to Florida, somewhere in the environment, there's going to be a puppy, P-U-P-P-Y.
Okay.
Any experiences with puppies up to this point?
Not up to this point.
Okay, when you move, there will be. Do you have the house, the rental house set up already?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And is it sort of in a suburban neighborhood, kind of nice and comfortable?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it an apartment or a home?
It's a home.
Yeah, home. So now
she lives in an apartment now.
Yeah, because it's going to be a home. So right around February, March, right around there, this individual we're talking about emerges, the new one. When do you move? What's your date?
Next week, on December 2nd.
December 2nd. So from December mm-hmm. 2nd, January, February, March. When we get into March, I think what we're seeing emerges. Are you when you get there, are you doing your job search?
Yes.
Okay, so this is going to be a kind of an interesting journey you're going to be going on. It's marked now in time and space. I think it's going to be a positive journey, but it's going to bring a different experience to you, Gunjan, to you. Obviously, with your husband's experience for everybody, but you're going to be going into a unique, different area. In terms of making other kinds of discoveries about your existence on the planet this time around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
When do you see me getting a job when I'm there?
Oh, you'll December 2nd, you'll have a job. I'm expecting before the end of the month, you'll get it pretty quickly. So if you are diligent and you go about it, you should be able to land something on some nature by, you know, before the 25th, obviously. That gets everything starts to wind down. But I would say by the 15th, 16th, you should have a job. That's the way it's supposed to go right now.
Okay. Okay.
Could it still be in the form of advertising or anything like that?
I don't know. That's the big thing because Florida isn't really much for that, you know, career.
Well, you know what? Right now, just land something. You don't worry. As we speak, the first job that comes, just take it. It will be, if not temporary, you may say, oh, I hate that. I don't want to do that. It may be a karmic landmark for you to just walk through temporarily. So I would say the if you get some job offers, just take one of them. Don't worry about the permanency of it. It's probably a means to an end.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck. All right. So we have a caller from 303. If that caller would like a reading, please press 1. If not, no. So just listening. So we have about 5 minutes left. We have to cut off early today.
Oh.
So,
well, you know, I mean, we covered quite a bit, right? I think when we're doing these radio readings, and we get into the journey of past lives, and we're trying to figure out on a 5-6-7 minute reading.
I think people got a little bit more than 5-7 minutes today. Yeah, but still, it's a limited amount of time we're dealing with.
Limited amount of time. Trying to incorporate the idea of how a past life intercepts a current life, so you can try to figure out, you know, what's currently going on the stage in anyone's given lifetime. That's a little bit challenging, but I think today on our show, we experienced a lot of this past life stuff.
Weird with Charlene, because there was some things that related to us actually on a personal level that she was experiencing in her life, which I thought was weird. And then the master numbers of her and her son were the same as our master numbers. It was, and then she started mentioning things, and going, "What is going on here?"
When you consider the aspect, you know, tribal consciousness, when you consider the aspect of the consciousness of an entire country or a state, you know, then what you get is in the cross line of that. If you have groups of people that experienced war at any given time, everyone has that common experience. Think of what's going on with the refugees and the war zone. All of those individuals may have their separate lives that they're doing, but they have one thing in common. It could be a war, an invasion, a migration. That links human beings together, and what ultimately comes from that over time and space and different lifetimes is the journey of union, connecting. Things are similar. So, yeah, when you sometimes you experience these things. We experience, Chris and I experience it quite often when we're doing these readings, and we discuss it later after the show. It is remarkable how the souls are all units under one big ceiling. I mean, ultimately, that's ideally what the world should be, but it's not that way.
Well, that's not how the world is, no.
Not in our lifetime, at least. And but in essence, it's all under one big circle of human life. That's where it comes from. The problem, though, is when you get into that circle and you start to see all the divisions.
That's the
and
problem.
Things that go on.
Divided, yet undivided.
Well, that's how life begins, through division.
Right.
So, you know, I think that that the show more or less captured some of the intricacies and the intrigue of how a past life permeates into our lifetime and starts to give us some insight and light into our current situation.
For sure. Definitely, Neil. Okay, so we're going to wrap up, I think, for today. We are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.